It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by two locally operated West Duluth businesses, Duluth Grill and Park State Bank. On the phone with us this morning is Brian Blum. He's the executive director of the Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability. And we talked just a week or so ago about all of the fascinating programs and events that these folks are putting on to kind of educate the community. And they were part of an event last week called Climate Minnesota. Iron Range Convening, talking about the impacts of climate change. Brian joins us on the phone this morning to give us some more information. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Hello.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. So who were the folks that attended this event last week?
Sure. So it was a pretty wide spectrum of people representing different Iron Range communities. The event itself was in Virginia at the college, Mesabi Range College, and there was people from all over, lots of people from the East Range, so Virginia, Evelyn, Gilbert, and Mountain Iron, but then there were people coming from as far as Grand Rapids. There was at least one guy up there from International Falls, some people from Duluth, so people from all over the region that had interest to learn a little bit more about what their neighbors have been seeing seeing the effects of climate change and learning a little bit more about what they could do in their communities.
Which is a wonderful event because it wasn't just the experts talking necessarily and folks sitting quietly and listening. It was the opportunity for the community to kind of come together as a whole and talk about problems and solutions, of course, with some input from folks that are studying the issue. What kind of ideas and suggestions, and what kind of came out of the meeting as you were there and attending and listening to folks participate? When all was said and done, how do you think people felt, and do you think that they had an idea of some things they could do going forward?
So the event itself was hosted by Climate Generation, and they are an organization that up until a couple months ago was called the Will Seeger Foundation. And so the keynote speaker was Will Seeger, so he was talking about his own experience with climate change and the climate science. And then they invited about four or five individuals from the local community to come up and give their own personal stories of climate change, what they've seen happening right here in our communities. And then a big push and part of this event was to give people local solutions to it. And so they had some of the same people that gave stories and some other people give presentations, short workshops on different things that people could do to address climate change right here. So the Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability hosted one on the Community Sustainability Initiative Contest, long name, CSI contest that we hold every year to give financial awards to people who submit proposals for a sustainability-related idea. Other people talked about sharing your climate stories, being your own citizen scientist and looking at the phenology, looking at how things are changing and reporting that. I think people walked away with a lot of great ideas for what they could do. And actually, Climate Generation had cards that everybody could fill out throughout the program. And at one point, they had a spectrum of smiley faces on the cards, and we were supposed to circle what smiley face represented where we were at in our own understanding and ability that we thought that we could address climate change. And just from looking around, it looked like there was a lot of half smiles to full smiles, so I think it went pretty well.
So people were feeling fairly optimistic. Can you mention, talk about a little bit about a couple of the ideas that you think are particularly implementable, to make up a word?
Implementable. One workshop was hosted by the Minnesota Department of Commerce, the Energy Division, and REAL, that's the Rural Renewable Energy Alliance, and REAL focuses on putting solar PV, so solar electricity and solar hot water on low-income people's houses, and they teamed up with the Minnesota Department of Energy, or Commerce Energy Division, to talk about, instead of jumping right into doing solar, working on energy efficiency as the first step. So getting your house as energy efficient as possible, doing weatherization, adding insulation, getting energy audits as the first step to then maybe moving into something a little bit bigger, a little bit more expensive, so getting a solar panel. So that was, I think, probably a very hands-on and some solution, and then something that people could easily do is to get an energy audit and to start thinking about how to weatherize their house this winter.
Well, exactly. It doesn't really do very much good regardless of where your warm air is coming from if it's going, you know, right out the leaky windows again.
Exactly.
As our parents used to say, are you trying to heat the entire outdoors?
Yep.
So if folks want to get more information about some of the ideas and suggestions, are you going to make some of the information from the conference available online, Brian?
Yes. They can visit the Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability either Facebook page or website. I'll work on updating that with links from this event. And also, if they want to go to the Climate Generation either website or Facebook, they'll have links to all the information from this event on there soon, as far as I understand.
Excellent. Brian, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Thank you.
Brian Blum is the executive director of the Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability. Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.